Now, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
14.
8. 12.
I'm 18.
I'm 10 years old.
What grade are you in or about to go into?
I'm a senior.
8th grade.
Sophomore year.
Just finished junior year, so yes, I'm a senior.
I'm in 4th.
What do you do for fun?
I love art. Art is my favorite.
I do soccer, basketball, cheerleading, tennis, baseball.
I like to play on the trampoline, and I love to make slime.
I act in plays, and I sing all the time.
I also write stories because I love writing.
I play tennis. I also like to play soccer with my best buddy, but I'm not on a team.
Listen, you're a great kid. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm still figuring it out.
Pediatric oncologist.
I really want to be a marine biologist.
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm looking into biomechanical engineering.
I want to be an orthodontist because you can help kids feel better at their smile.
Will you run for president someday?
I want to.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah.
You sound super excited. Have you ever been more excited than this?
Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Kid of the Week time. Kid of the Year 2016. Samantha Crump. Time for an update. Let's go to Samantha. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for coming back on.
Of course.
I think you have been on the show more than I have. I'm going to let you tell people the good news. Why is July 8th important?
July 8th? Oh, that was the day of my stem cell transplant.
So, as I understand things, on July 8th, you'll have 3 years of living cancer-free from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Is that right?
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much is close enough. We like pretty much. And you just finished your second year at nursing school?
Yep, just finished my second year at Illinois State.
Hey, Samantha, we were just talking about food around college towns. Is there a go-to sandwich at Illinois State that you'd like to eat?
It's probably Avanti's, right?
Sandwich.
Do you guys go to Avanti's?
Oh, yeah. There's Avanti's. I live right across the street from there.
Yeah. Are you knocked out by Avanti's, Samantha? I wasn't knocked out by it. You know what I mean? Is it?
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. It's reasonably priced, and you get a lot of food.
It is reasonably priced, for sure.
Right, so there you go for college. All right, so nursing school must be going well.
Yeah, it was hard. I passed my classes. That's
nice.
What matters.
Good start, yeah.
This past semester, I had clinicals, so I was working in the hospital. They really tried to wean you out. We got to do all the dirty work. If you know what I mean.
Oh,
I
this is where they see the last women and men standing.
Yeah,
if you can get through the hard stuff,
yep.
then
yep.
you're...
Oh,
can...
yeah. Yep, that's for sure.
Now, you've spent time in hospitals. Where was it work you were familiar with? Because you've been on the other side being at the hospital.
Well, it wasn't what I was really expecting, mm-hmm. but, I mean, me in the hospital, I know that there have been difficult situations, and for the nurses that I'm sorry I had to put them through, but basically I'll just tell you that I was in those same situations.
Well, I think you probably have a greater
you
probably have a greater appreciation for how hard the job is, right?
Oh, for sure, definitely.
So, everybody wants to know how you're feeling. We know that you are on the right side of this fight, but generally most days pretty good, strong, feeling your age?
Yep, I feel pretty much back to normal. Totally back to normal. Totally back to normal.
Well, I mean, that's just nothing short of fantastic, right?
For sure.
And then, Samantha, let's give us a hair update, because we've been following that through the years.
Well, it always comes down to hair, Samantha. This is the part that I can't talk about because I don't understand it, you know?
I think that it looks really good. It's down my past my neck to my shoulders, so I can wear it in a ponytail and a braid, anything. So I like it now.
That's fantastic.
Good.
So we had to get Samantha on the phone because she said we were talking this week and she just got home from school, but then she's going to go to Greece in 2 weeks. Is that right?
Yes, I'm leaving to study abroad in Cyprus. It's an island right off of Greece, and I'm going to be there for 4 weeks and take 2 classes there. And then, after that, I'm going to Egypt for a week.
Fantastic.
So she's going to get to see the pyramids.
This is tremendous. This is what you should be doing, stuff other kids your age do. None of all your work is on the right side now. You're learning how to be a nurse. You're not the patient, and that's the way we want it to stay.
Yes.
Right? High five.
Yeah.
Any message to future kids of the week? What do you want to tell them?
I think just you're kid of the week for a reason. So just keep doing what you're doing for other people. And
there's always yeah, there's always payback. The payback is how good you feel and the good that you're doing for the rest of the world.
Yes.
Hey, Samantha, how are your siblings doing?
They're good. My sister, she just had her senior prom at Resurrection, and she's actually graduating on Thursday.
Hey,
and then
great.
My brother just finished his junior year at Notre Dame. So, yeah.
Sounds like you got a very busy household.
That's why she's got to go to Greece.
Yeah, get out of there.
Yeah,
get too much going on.
Yeah, I'm ready for a break.
Well, one of the things I love, Samantha, is all the good stuff going on for you is, you know, you miss stuff that you shouldn't have missed because you had to deal with the fight you've been in. And I just want you to enjoy life now. Now, don't do anything dopey like other kids your age. You know, I mean, other kids your age will do something dopey and then you get in trouble. A little trouble's not bad.
She's not going to do anything dopey.
Well, I mean, she can get into a little trouble. Just don't get into a lot of trouble.
I'll try not to.
Samantha gets off the phone. She goes, it's weird. Steve turned into an old guy when he was talking to me. Samantha Crump, we love you, and thanks for being on.
Thank you very much.
There you go.